Okay, we're going to start here at the top of Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, three lines down where we left off, continuing the sugya that we saw before. Before we had a statement, Amar Rabbo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that when we talk about Heter Mitzaref LeIsur, that only has application by Nazir and not other Isurim Shabbat Torah. So now there's another statement by Rabbi Bo, but this time it's the name of Amar Rabbi Lazar. Amar Rabbo, Amar Lazar, Kol Revi'ot Shabbat Torah, Ein Heter Mitzaref LeIsur Chutz Mi Revi'at Shabbat Nazir. That when it comes to Revi'at, when it comes to liquid measurement, then there's no Heter Mitzaref LeIsur, except for the Revi'at of Nazir. There's also a different girsa. You can see this in the Tosfos, you can see in the Rosh. There's a different girsa which says Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah, not Kol Reviyut Shabbat Torah, but Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. Ein Heter Mitzaref LeIsur Chutz Mi Revi'at Shabbat Nazir, except the liquids of Nazir. Shamra Torah Mishrat. Mishrat means to soak, and soak the item in a liquid. So Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yochanan the Rebbe Lazar. What's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan's position, the main in the name of Rabbi Yubo, says Heter Mitzaref LeIsur as application by Nazir and nowhere else? And a statement here of Rabbi Elazar, who says that it applies only by liquids. So the Gemara answers up, Rabbi Elazar, Ikabeinayu, the Rabbi Yochanan Merabe Af Ohulu Ochlin. Even foods, Rabbi Elazar Mashkim in Midi Achrin and Lo. Then when it comes to Heter Mitzaref LeIsur, Rabbi Elazar believes that's only applicable by liquids. You can only say Heter Mitzaref LeIsur when you're talking about liquids. We don't say it when we're talking about solids. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan believes that even by Ochlin, that we have the application of Heter Mitzaref LeIsur, because like in Isurei Nozer, you have Chartzan and Zag, and you have other solid items that appear in Nazir, and therefore if they're joined together with bread, then you would have Heter Mitzaref LeIsur. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar, the only time we say Heter Mitzaref LeIsur is when the liquid, like the wine, is absorbed up into the bread, but not when you have other solids, or solid ochlin that are together with the bread. So, new sugi now. Amar Blazer, Eser Reviotain. There are 10 special reviot in the Torah. What we're talking about here is a reviot a lug. A reviot a lug, one quarter of a lug. But Nakir Rav Kana Biyadei, and Rav Kana had a simon about them, that Chamesh Sumkata, five of them are red, but Chamesh Chivarta, and five of them are white. What does it mean, red and white? Red means Yayin and Dam, that's wine or blood. And chivarta white means water or shemen. So we have five and five. So now the Gemara is going to go through chamesh sumkata. What are the five red ones? And the Gemara gives a siman for those. It's nazir, melotah pesach, shehoru, b'migdash, b'meitu. That's the siman. So what are those? Nazir, what is the requirement? The review is by nazir, review is the ayin, the nazir. That the restriction for a nazir to consume wine is a review's worth of wine. Ose Pesach, what's Pesach? The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Arba Kosot Halalot Tzurich Shiei Behem Kedei Revius. That the Kosot of the Arba Kosot of Pesach have to have a Revius Halug in them. And there we discussed that it has a Revius. And the Gemara Mtsachem, again, Yonah Ziyoma, we just finished up, it's a little bit late, but that the Arba Kosot require a Revius of undiluted wine, together all four of them, because then if you take those and dilute them three parts to one, you'll end up with a revius halug for each cup of wine. Now, shehoru, what's the requirement of revius by hora? By giving psak halacha, shata revius yain al yore. If you drink a revius worth of wine, you're no longer allowed or qualified to give hora. And we learn that out from the parsha by Dotson on Aviram, where it says, al tishte yain v'shechar al tesht. And right afterwards it says, lahavdil ben ha-kodesh uven achol. So that Havdalah is the differentiating is that of Hachura'ah. That Hachura'ah can't be done when one is Shota Yayin, Revius Yayin. B'Migdash, that's again from the Parsha of Nadav and Aviyu, Shota Revius Yayin, V'Nichnas Migdash Chayiv Misa. Somebody who drinks some Revius worth of wine and goes into the Migdash is then Chayiv Misa. Umeitu, what's Meitu? The Tanya, Minayin the Revius Dam, Shiyotza Mishnei Meitim, Shi Metame Ba'ohel. How do we know that when a Revius worth of blood, Revius worth of blood is Metame Ba'ohel, how do we know if two, there are two cadavers here, and between the two of them, we now have blood that accumulates up to, that's spilled out of them, that accumulates up to a revius. That nevertheless, that's enough to create tumah ba'ohel, that it doesn't have to come from a single mace. Shenemar ba'al kol nafshot, plural, mace, one. So even though your revius comes from two different maceim, it just has to add up to one mace, which is a revius of blood, because a revius of blood is what's required for if a person loses a revius worth of blood, they will, according to the Gemara, not be able to live. So therefore, they're called the mace. So even though it comes from nafshot, from the plurality comes from more than one mace. Nevertheless, that Rebbeinu Saddam is is metame be'ohel. Now, v'chamesh chivarta, what are the five white revealed? So the first one is, the Gemara now again gives a quick mnemonic to remember it. Chalat nazir mitzor of nishnufsalu b'shabbat. So what's chalat? So the first one is the subject to some controversy. It says chalat is revi'it shemen l'chala. Where's revi'it shemen l'chala? So that is a machlokas here in the Rishonim. One possibility is chalat revi'it shemen l'chala is for the chavite kohen gadol. Every day the kohen gadol brought a mincha in the morning and the afternoon. And he would require a revius shemen for those menachot that chavite kohen gadol that were brought in the boker and in the erev. And that's what it's referring to here, of revius chala, shemen chala. The other possibility is that it's the revius shemen shel chala toda. And that's what the Tosfos over here suggests, and so does the Rosh, that it's the revius that's needed for the chala toda. The chala toda come 40 loaves that come along with the toda. 30 of them are matzah, and 10 of them are chala. For those 30 that are come as matzah, there are three different meaning in them. There's 10, 10, and 10. So there is a asara chalot, and asara revuchim, and asara rikikim. And between those three, meaning those 30 chalot, they need to bring a chatzi lug of shemen, half lug of shemen. And then they divide that chatzi lug of shemen in half. Half of it goes to the rikikim and the chalot, and half of it goes to the revucha. So how do you split the chatzi lug in half? You need a revius. So the revius shemen we're talking about here is the oil that goes towards the revucha, the ten chalot revucha that is found by nazir. So there are two possibilities about what this revius shemen lechala is. Nazir, what's the case by nazir? Revius shemen le nazir that you need for the carbonot nazir at the end. You need a revius shemen. There they have two minim. You have to bring of matzah. You need to bring chalot and rikikim, and therefore you need to bring a revius shemen for them. All right, mitzorah. What do you need for mitzorah? Revi'at mayim le'mitzorah. By the mitzorah and the tara to mitzorah, you have to shech the bird over mayim chayim. How much mayim chayim do you need to shech the bird over and for the tara to mitzorah? That is a revi'at. You need to have a revi'at of spring water in order to conduct the ceremony of tara to mitzorah. These are one of the 18 things that was nigzar in the Gemara Shabbos in the first parak, that one who consumes tamei liquid, that they are posel the gviya, they make the person tamei. That's one of the gzeres of the chachamim over there, that one who consumes liquids, and the Gemara there discusses why that's a problem, either because he might eat other foods and come in contact or mix it up with other liquids. Either way, one who consumes liquids that are tamei, what's the quantity of liquids of tamei that he has to drink or consume in order to become, make his midrabona and make his body tamei? That is a revius. And the last one is Shabbos. So where I found in the Shabbos beginning of the eighth parak, that v'shar kol mashkim revit, that when the Gemara is enumerating how much do you have to carry out to be chayiv on Shabbos when it comes to liquid, the Gemara enumerates for dvash, for chalav, for other items, it gives specific amounts. And then it says v'shar kol mashkim, all other liquids, if they don't have the enumerated here in the Mishnah, have a specific amount, then revit salug. Then you have to revit salug, v'shar kol shofkim, and also water that is not potable, and it's not drinkable water. That water also is revius. That also, so to be chayiv for carrying out that type of water on Shabbos, you have to carry a revius. So here, these are five. So the Gemara says, "V'tulaka." Are there no more revius than the Torah? We haven't mentioned the Mishnayos, other revius. Va'ika, revius notin liyadayim lechav afilu dushnayim. That if you have a revius worth of water, you can wash yadayim for one person, or even if you have a revius of water, you can wash for even two people for eating bread or eating truma. So Mar says, over there there's a machlokas in the Mishnah whether a revius is sufficient for two people to wash with, or there's another opinion, another town who believes no, that you have to have a revius left in the bottle in order for the second person to wash. You need at least a revius. So this is subject to a machlokas. The Gemara didn't enumerate it, or Rabbi Lutz didn't enumerate it here. Maybe Pailu Shel Cheres, he brings a Kli Cheres, some sort of vessel, earthenware vessel, which is not so pretty, is an ugly earthenware vessel. And he places into it a half log worth of water. This is for the sota, the process of bedikas sota. that you need water and the dirt from the floor of the Mishkan or the floor of the Mikdash. So that water, you have to bring a chatilog ma'im in a kior from the kior. Rabbi Yehuda Omer revius. So you see again the need for a revius ma'im for the tarata, for the bedika tasota. So we're again answers up the same as we did before. But pukta lo kamari, we're not dealing with machlokuses, and you see that from the mission soto that there's machlokus whether you need a chatilog or a revius-a-log. So that we don't talk about. Va'ika kama ma'im noten latocha. That when you in the Gemara in Brachos talks about for tefillah, if you have meiraglaim, you have urine in front of you. And you're not allowed to daven when there's urine present in front of you, in the barrel or in the urinal in front of you. How do you dilute the urine enough so that it's no longer considered urine? So where it says, if you pour in a revius hamayim, if you pour in a revius with a mayim, that already dilutes the urine to the point where it no longer restricts you from davening in that location. So where it says, come back to the chak koshu, Rabbi Zakeh omer revius. There the Gemara says, the Tanakhama says koshu, and Rabbi Zakeh says you need a revius mayim, so you have revius again. Mari gives the same answer again. The Plukto Lokamari, there are two opinions. One is Revius and one is Koshu. So over there, we're not going to bring that down. Vayika Mikvah. What about Mikvah? By Mikvah, we have a Revius, a requirement of Revius. So the Mari says, Bar Mihai. That was excluded to Batlua Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan reversed their position when it came to Revius. What this Revius by Mikvah is subject to a Machlokas HaRishonim. The Tosus and the Rosh here both bring down that the Revius we're talking about here is that Minat Torah. You do not require 40 saw to be matar, except for a person. Person requires 40 saw, because you need to get his whole body into the water, and that requires arbaim saw. But for other items, like needles or small items that you want to be matar in a mikvah, you only need enough water to encompass those items. So technically, for a needle, would you only require a vias mayim, you'd only need a quick, small amount of water in order to be matar it. And you wouldn't need the full 40 sa'ah. And that's what we're referring to here. That revius hamayim, the revius worth of water that we're talking about in the mikvah, that would be kosher to be metahir items that would be encompassed by revius hamayim, that's sufficient. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. That in the end, we didn't count that because the chachamim were mevatelet and said that you need arbaim sa'ah for everything. They made a takana that everything you want to be metahir in a mikvah requires 40 sa'ah in order that we don't have a problem that we have different mikvahs, some that are kosher for the adam, some are kosher for the kalim. Make one standard by all mikvahs that they have to be 40 tsa'ah. That's where the Rosh and the Tosfot and the Meforish also bring down a shita like that. Then in addition to that, the Meforish brings down three other possibilities about what the revius is. If you want to look inside, he talks about whether it's from Mayim She'uvim or other technicalities in mikvah that you can see that he brings down. But again, since the Tosfot, the Rosh, and the Meforish brings this pshat, we're going to go with this pshat that it is Revias Hamayim. Now, point out, Tosfos just makes an interesting point here, that we know that by Mayim Chayim, by a spring, a live spring, when you take water there, then there it's Matar B'Koshuhu. That it's Matar B'Koshuhu, and so is a mikvah, could be Matar B'Koshuhu, if it encompassed the whole item. Then the Chamin went ahead and made a takana that you need Arbaim Soh. So Tosfos points out that when they made that takana, that was only by mikvah, by Arbaim Soh of water, stationary water. But when it comes to Mayim Chayim, the Gemara never changed, or the Chachamim were never mitaking there, that you require Arbaim Sa'ah, and therefore it could still work even with a Koshu. And that stands till today, stands even after the Kanas come in by Mikvah, by Mayim Chayim, that if the Mayim Chayim could encompass the entire object, then that would be sufficient to be mitired, and we don't have a requirement of Arbaim Sa'ah. Alright, now the Gemara continues. Now this Gemara, it's interesting because it's subject to a machlokas rishonim about how to understand the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and what seems to be the Mishnah Rishonah, whether there's a requirement, when the requirement by Nazir to be over the Easter Nazir, is that simply Revius Yayin? Or it has to be a Kezias. The Mishnah Rishonah believed that it has to be Revius, it's a liquid measurement of Revius Alug. And Rabbi Akiva believed that you're only over by Nazir by a Kezias. When it comes to, when you have a Kezias worth of one. So there, the Rishonim here discuss or disagree about what's the position of the Tanakhama. Does the Tanakhama believe that dry goods require a kezias and liquids require revius? And that's what Rabbi Akiva comes to argue about. He says even liquids require a kezias. Or does the Tanakhama argue entirely on the position of Rabbi Akiva? And he says anything that has to do with Nazir is measured by revius, by a liquid measurement of a revius. Could the yayin is the key aspect of Nazir, and therefore, since yayin is the key aspect of Nazir, revius is the measurement, whether for dry goods or for liquids. And Rabbi argues and says, no, kezias is the measure. We're going to see in the Gemara why. But gesayis is the measure for everything, both dry goods and liquids. So that's the subject of machlokas rishonim. Based on the machlokas rishonim, it makes a difference what the girsa in the Gemara is here. So according to those that say that it is a complete machlokas, that the Tanakhama believes, or the Mishnah Rishona believes, that Revius is the standard both for dry goods and for liquids, then the way we read the Gemara now is Tanakhama medame lahu l'chol yisurin nozer l'shtiyah, that the Tanakhama compares all yisurin by nozer to drinking. Since all of them are compared to drinking, therefore everything has the standard or by which we judge all these items is shtiyah. Because how does the pasuk, when the pasuk talks about what the requirements in there, it says miyayim v'shefa yazir chomitz yayim chomitz yara lo yishteh, so that you're not allowed to drink v'chomitz shrat anavim lo yishteh v'anevim lachim v'shim lo yochel. So afterwards, there's two. The pasuk starts out with shtiyah, and afterwards says you're not allowed to eat. So now it says kol yimini zrom mikol asher yaseh migefen hayam mechatzim hadag lo yochel. So the yochel that comes afterwards is subject to the yishteh, the lo yishteh that came first. Lo yishteh. How do we measure the lo yochel that comes afterwards? That is measured by the lo yishteh that was originally present. You cannot drink, and the not drink will dictate the measurements for lo yochel. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says no, and that's the continuation of the Gemara here. Rabbi Akiva Amar came to see ve'anavim lachim ve'yeveshim lo yochel. Right, that it says the that vav is mosif. So the vav comes to teach you, just like by anavim lachim ve'yeveshim the standard is achila, so too what came before it, the vav achibur tells you that which came before it, even the shtiyah is subject to the lo yochel. What's the standard of lo yochel? That is kezayis, because kezayis will dictate over here. How do you measure a kezayis in liquids, and how do you measure a revius in dry goods? So that the Mefarshim point out either by the Mishnah, and over here they pointed out that if you take a beaker full of, or something full of wine, a cup full of wine, and then you take an olive and you put it into the wine, now whatever the olive displaces from this coast, that's the amount of wine that is considered a kezayis. And the other way around will be true also. If you want to know how much is a revius worth of a solid, then you will take a solid item and you will place it into, you will look at for it to displace a revius worth of liquids. You'll see how much a solid item displaces of a revius of liquid, and that's considered a revius of a solid. So that's one gear. So according to the other Mepharshim say, which seems to make more sense, again, this pshat, that everybody agrees by achila that its requirement is a kezayis. The only machlokus is by the liquids. Do the liquids require a revius, which is the position of the Mishnah Rishona, or do the liquids require a solid measurement of kezayis, which is the position of Rabbi Akiva? And then the Gemara will read somewhat like what we have in our Gemara, Tanakhama lo medame lahon l'choli sirei nazir l'shtiyah. Tanakhama does not compare everything to drinking, meaning that drinking is alone and eating is alone. Eating gets a kezayis and drinking gets a revius. Rabbi Akiva, kevin zechtiv anim va'anavim lachim v'yereshim lo yuchal, the vav achibur there, just like a chila of kezayis, it will influence all the consumptions of a nazir that are restricted, and so too over there you will require kezayis even though it's a liquid measurement. Right now the Gemara continues. Tan Rabbanan, vanavim lachim yiveshim lo yochel. Then you can't eat grapes that are both moist or dried. So the Torah could have written anavim without mentioning lachim yiveshim, and you would have known that both dried grapes and moist grapes are restricted. Why did the Torah go ahead and enumerate both lachim yiveshim, which seems to be extraneous? So the Gemara says it comes to teach us something. To teach you that you're chayav for each one independently. There's different girsot here. One girsot says that from here you learn to all yisurim Torah. Other girsot read mikanatan chol yisurim shebenazir, that you learn, which seems to make more sense, that it teaches you about all other yisurim in nazir. Makan shu min echad, it's the same item, it's a grape in both instances. But they're called different things because of what they look like now, or what's happened to them, transpired to them. They're called two different things. And therefore, you're going to be chayav on each one independently. Anything that's one item, but are called two different things, you'll be chayav on each one by itself. So the Gemara says, what's that coming to include? What comes to teach us about? Comes to teach us like grapes and grape juice. Right, that new wine, which is fresh from the pressed grapes, tastes just like eating the grape. So the grape and the grape juice should have been synonymous. They should have been one item. It should only been chayav one. But no, we learn out from the fact that it says anavim lachim v'yeshim that since they're called different things, one's called grape juice and one is called a grape. Therefore, you're going to be chayav on each one bifnei atzmo. All right, now we have a machlokas between Abai and Rava. This machlokas appears in Pesachim and other places in Shas about the din of lav shibichlalot. What's the din of a lav that has a general term? So in the Pesukim of Nazir, we have Me'ayim v'sheichar yazir, chometem v'chomet sheichar lo yishteh, so it enumerates items. Chol mishrat anavim lo yishteh, anavim lachim b'yashim lo yochel, kol yimei Yisrael, kol ashi yasemi gefen ayayin, chartin mezak lo yochel. So now, the Pesukim over there enumerate specific items which the Nazir is not able to consume, and then it gives a general statement, which is kol ashi yasemi gefen ayayin. A general, anything that's made from wine, or anything that is a grape or wine product, cannot be consumed. So what do we do with that general statement? How does that general statement affect, right, the other Isurim there? So Abaye believes, Amar Abaye, Achal Chartzan Lo Kishtayim. Achal Zag Lo Kishtayim. If he eats Chartzan, he gets two Malkus. One Malkus for eating Chartzan, for eating the pit, and one Malkus for violating the general principle of Mikol Asher Mitzvah Migefen Hayayin. Achal Zag Lo Kishtayim. If he eats a Zag, he gets two Malkus. One for eating the skins, and one for violating Mikol Asher Mitzvah Migefen Hayayin. Achal Chartzan V'Zag. If he eats both chatan and zag, lo keshalosh, he gets three malchus. One for zag, one for chatan, and one for the general category of mekoleshes and migefen ayayin. Rav Amar, eino lo kele achas. You only get one malchus here. So when Rav says you only get one malchus here, that's because why do you only get one set of malchus over here? That's because eino lo kele lav shibachlalot. We don't give malchus for a general statement. When you have a lav that applies to many different items, then we don't say that you get malchus, a separate set of malchus for that. So now there are two ways to learn what does it mean that you don't get malchus for lav shebichlalot. One possibility is that he agrees with the Abaye that chartzan and zag, each one of them is an independent isur. We just don't get one malchus for the general category called the kol asher yaseh migefen ayayin. So Rova would agree that if you ate both chartzan and zag, you'd get two malchus, one for chartzan and one for zag. He does not agree to Abaye that you'll get the third malchus, which is mikol asher yaseh migefen ayayin. And that's what he argues about. When you have a lav shebichlalot, that lav does not create its own isur, that is a general isur for everything, that you get a separate malchus for, independent of each item that's enumerated. The other way to learn Rava is that you only get one malchus no matter what you consume. And even if you eat zag, and even if you eat skins and seeds, and any other item, since they all derive from the same isur, what's that isur? Is kol asher yaseh migefen ayayin. Since there's a single encompassing isur, or lav, that encompasses everything, they're all enjoined together to be one lav. And therefore, even if you eat a zag or a chartzan together, you'd only get one malchus. Not one malchus for each, but one malchus for the entirety of the whole group, because there's only one isur here, because it's a general category that covers everything. Those are the two possibilities, or two ways to learn Rava. The Rishonim spend much more time, and the Gemara Pesachim spend much more time in discussing this, what's the position of Abaye, what's the position of Rava, and how does lav shebichlalot work. But we won't spend a lot of time around here. I just wanted to point out that there is that different interpretations of how to learn Rava as opposed to Abaye. And then even within the Shita of Abaye, they're the same, depending on what you think Rava thinks of lav shebichlalot, might impact on how you view Abaye's Shita. Right, now the Gemara says, Meitiv Rav Papa, Rav Elozer, Meir Nazir, Shei Shote Yayim, Kol Yom. Right, you have a nazir who's drinking wine all day, he only gets one. If you were warned him not to drink and he drinks all day, he only gets one set of malchus. I'm going to allow tishteh, I'll tishteh. You keep saying to him, don't drink, and then he drinks. He gets malchus for each time he drinks because it's a separate isur. Every time he drinks a revius yayin, he has violated the isur nazir, and therefore he'll get malchus. So now, if he ate moist grapes and dry grapes, chartanim and seeds, vizagim and skins, and then he squeezed out grape juice, vishata, and drank it. He gets five malchios. So the Gemara said, the Rapapa's question is to Abaye, why should I only get five malchios over here? Yes, there are five items that are enumerated here that gets malchios. Well, what happened to your general malchios that you give Abaye? Right? What happened to that general principle of lash bechlolot that you get malchios for? Why should there halchi lokei sheish? According to you, Abaye, you should get six malchus, not just five. Why? Achat al mikol asher yaseh migefen ayayin. Now you should have one for that general category, mikol asher yaseh migefen ayayin. Gemara says Tana v'shir. The Tana wasn't an exhaustive list of all these serum. Here he left out other things. My shir. So what did he leave over? The high shir. He left over this v'shir lo yachel dvaro, because this person is also violating the isur of not keeping one's word when he takes a neder. So Gemara says, Yishum Hai Lav Shiurahu. That's not a leftover. The Tana here is enumerating Yisrim that are unique to Nazir, not Yisrim that apply anywhere in Nidarim or anywhere in Nizirut, which is anytime you violate a Nether Nizirut or Nizirut that you violate Loyachel Devaro. No, we want categories that are unique to Nazir, and that's only five. So the Gemara says, Lo yechal devaro yitzeh ben nedarim, then you have in other places. Amalei Rabbeinu b'farkazayah, the Ravashi v'ashir de ben beinayim. But he left out, over here, the Tana didn't mention ben habeinayim. So we had a machlokas, we showed him earlier on what ben habeinayim is. We saw that the Mefarish brought down ben habeinayim was the flesh of the grape that's found between the skin and the seed. And the Rabbeinu Tam believed that the ben habeinayim was the small grapes that didn't ripen, that were found amongst the clusters, small grapes that didn't ripen, that were sour. These Ben Habeinayim, either way, he's left them out of the Tana, left them out. He could have created another set of Malkus that came from Ben Habeinayim. So, Elam Rapapa, you know, Rapapa explains the end, Lo Tanya Midei Chamesh. To be honest with you, that Braisa doesn't even mention the word Chamesh. Oh, what? Baha Otvei Chamesh. Didn't Rapapa ask Abaye from this Braisa because it said 5 in it? What do you mean it doesn't say 5 in it? So, he says, Machaz Lo Tanya Chamesh, my time Otvei. If it doesn't say 5, what's the question of Abaye? It just says he's Chayev, Malkus, then Abaye will say 6, then Rav will say 5. So what is the, or Rav will say either 1 or 5, right? So what's the point of asking the question of the Brice if it doesn't say 5 in it? So when it says, Amar Apava Anas Arei Lav Gemara, he thought that Abaye's position was his own Svara, that he didn't have a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim about it, but Hadarbe, that he could force him, he didn't agree with that position, and he could force him to retract his position by bringing a Brice that undermined him. But once he realized that he made up that the Braisa had the word Chamesh in it to try to push the position of Abaye to see if he really held by his position. In the end, Abaye didn't go back on his position because Abaye had a Misora from his Rebbein that was the Halacha, and therefore it wasn't just coming from Svara. Alright, Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Amar Rav Yosef Kiman Mitargamina. Rav Yosef says, who is the Targum of this light? Right, mefurtzanim vad itzuran. When they metargem mechartzanim adzag, we say chartzanim are putzanim, are pits, and ad itzurim. Itzurim, the thing that holds the grape in or that's squeezed in the grape. That's the skins, which means zag is itzurim. Right? Who is that like? That's like Rabbi Yossi, who believes that the word zag means skins and chartzanim means pits. And again, here it's funny. The Gemara uses Rabbi Yossi, who was a bucky in Targum. Because Rav Yosef was blind, and when he went blind, right, then you can't learn Torah Shebichtav mean Baal Peh, because that's one of the restrictions that Torah Shebichtav cannot be learned Baal Peh. So therefore, he had to learn Torah Shebichtav Aide Targum. And therefore, Rav Yosef, who was a Baki in Targum, brings down the statement that the Targum of Chatzanim Adzag is Mifutzanim Ad Utsirim. And he shows from the Targum that that is like Rabbi Yossi, or the position of Rabbi Yossi. We'll stop here.